This is a regular thing every year now. We see Cupcake Day, and it's a great way of raising money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really fun way. So and anyone can get involved, which is the best thing about Cupcake Day, I reckon.
So how do you get involved? You go to the website. What happens after that?
Yeah, you can go to the website and you can register and cook your workplace or your friends or your family some cupcakes and help raise money for RSPCA. Or you can just eat cupcakes. So there's plenty of ways to help.
Okay, now if you go onto the website, there may also be information of places where you can get cupcakes that will raise money for the association as well.
Yeah, we're actually cooking some here, so we'll have some out at the centre on Monday. So if you're after a cupcake, you can always come out to us and buy some here.
Okay, even though Monday is Cupcake Day, if you register online, you get sent out a host kit, and that may take a couple of days. It doesn't really have to be Monday if you don't want it to be, does it?
No, not at all. We're trying to make it Cupcake Month, so we can eat as many as we can.
I like the sound of this. Is getting better by the minute. the money, what sort of things will it go towards? I noticed, I had a look at the website earlier, I've got to confess, and I saw that already, and Cupcake Day isn't until Monday already, there's been over $200,000 raised around the nation.
Yeah, it's amazing. People are really generous. So what it does, it helps us actually take care of all the animals at all our centres. So it helps us feed them, all their veterinary care. Just as an example, one of the guys we've got here, we've got a dog called Cooper. He's a Labrador cross. He's only a year old. And he was surrendered to us because his previous owners couldn't afford the veterinary care because he had a skin condition. So we've been treating him for the past couple of months. He's looking fabulous. And now we're just hoping to find him a new home.
That's interesting because when you look at it, you're there, obviously you're there for animal cruelty, but this isn't a case of cruelty. It was just that someone couldn't look after him properly.
Yeah, they just didn't have the money, unfortunately. Mm. So we were here to help them out and help the animal out by, just trying to find him, get his health all sorted out and then get him into a new home.
When people talk about animals and pets, they think cats and dogs, but obviously you'd come across situations involving more than just that, wouldn't you?
We do. We actually have some mice for adoption at the moment.
Some what? Mice?
Yeah, some little mice.
Really?
They're actually really friendly. They're really lovely. So what happened with them was that a gentleman got some mice and they bred more mice.
Yeah, they tend to do that.
So we've got Harry, Louis, Jekyll, and we've got a few females out here as well. But we're keeping them separately. We don't want any more mice.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the other part of the society, apart from, with the legal side of, prosecuting people that offend and commit cruel acts against animals and things like that. You're also about rehabilitating animals and rehoming them and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, we are. We also like to educate members of the public and help them take care of their own animals. So we do quite a varied role, really, in the community.
Yeah, you often see some of these reality shows on TV, and, they must be fantastic for helping lift your image, but you see when these people go to a property, sometimes a rural property, that sometimes the owners aren't even aware of how badly they're neglecting the animals.
No, sometimes people just can't, they get themselves in a pickle and they just can't think of a way out of it.
Mm.
So often we can just help with advice, and it's just looking at it from a different angle, just giving people that little bit of help they need so that then they can go on and take proper care of them, so yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful event, Cupcake Day. I think you've hit a nerve there of everyone because I don't know anyone that doesn't like a cupcake. So I hope it goes hugely successfully for you on Monday, but also for the rest of the month as well. And if anyone wants to host a cupcake party or a day or anything like that, just go to the RSPCA website. They'll send you out a cupcake host kit, which has got everything you need to plan, promote and run your event. And it's as simple as that. You may not get it by Monday, but as you've said, Lisa, it doesn't matter. We're going to make it Cupcake Month.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Lisa. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.